to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Well, another week of lockdown, and still we're no closer to knowing an end date, are we? So hopefully Ladies of Liverpool is keeping you entertained. Hopefully you've been going right back through the archives. I've loved all your messages telling me you have been. So if you haven't, do it now. Make sure you write a review as well and pass it on to everyone who listens to it, who doesn't. Spread the word, but write a little review if you're on the podcast app right now. Or if you're not, find it probably on your phone already. If you've got an Apple iPhone, then you've definitely got it. So search it out. This week, we're talking about injectables. So I've got on a lovely lady, a woman whose opinion really matters to me. She's called Tracy Bell. You've probably heard of Tracy Bell's clinic. So she's been in town for ages, over 20 years. She moved to Liverpool, giving out advice, treatment, all the newest things on the market. If you had it or you read about it, it was happening in Tracy Bell's clinic. So this lady has got all the answers to some of the weirdest questions when it comes to injecting stuff into your face. If you're suffering with lockdown face and you need to know more about how you're going to fix it at the end of lockdown, this lady's got all the answers. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tracy Bell.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Tracy, I've got you live in the Isle of Man. Are you there?
Oh, I'm certainly here, and I'm stood in my kitchen this morning with the famous JJ waiting for his turkey dinosaurs.
So you're at home now looking after the kids from going from one extreme to the other, a woman who jets around the world doing what she does so well. So tell everyone exactly what it is you do. You're a master of your craft.
And okay,
as I said earlier, you travel the world.
My history started. I'm a dentist. I qualified in 1993. In 2002, before Botox and fillers and everything, aesthetic medicine became really popular. I started to provide them. I opened up aesthetic clinics in the Isle of Man and in Liverpool. And then over the years, the two of them have merged. And then after I'd had JJ, I went back, I did a law degree, and I did a master's in dental law and ethics. So I've always kept up to date with trends. I still run, you know, very busy dental practices, aesthetic clinics, and I do some expert work for different reports. So you can imagine that I work 7 days a week, and now my whole life has been just turned upside down.
You're at home, you're not able to practice on anyone. I imagine, though, when you get 5 minutes, Tracy, you're the person in my circle who will be still online trying to educate themselves. You'll come out of lockdown with a whole different degree, knowing you.
No, do you know what we've done? I run the emergency dental clinic for the NHS from 5 p.m. every night until 9 a.m. the next morning, and I do weekends. What that remit is that I virtually have to diagnose. I've used FaceTime and technology to its best. Mm-hmm. We've made YouTube videos, and I've got some really good DIY dentists at the moment, i.e. patients. And we've just had to think outside the box to help the patients. Myself, we ended up that I was very lucky because I'm clinical lead at Salford University, and we had just finished the PG cert in postgraduate Botox and fillers. I think the last day we had was when we were locked down. And so what we've now done is we have developed that whole module into an online platform. And again, with the help of the Isle of Man government and a business adaptation, we've been able to do that. So again, you know, out of time, good things, out of bad things, I always think good things come,
how do we go back to normal once businesses like yourselves have evolved? Will you go back to normal, or
do you think
dentistry is going to be a thing?
Do you know what? I think what's going to happen, I mean, I've been up this morning, I've just been reading some forums, and we're all looking for evidence. But at the moment, because there is so little evidence, because we haven't had time. But we do know that with COVID, it's about distance. It's about the amount of time that you're exposed to it. So you can imagine that. Even, you know, being a dentist, being a beautician, being an aesthetic medicine practitioner, those procedures are all face to face. You cannot, yeah. I cannot drill a tooth, yeah, from 2 meters away. I can't, yeah. So I think what we're going to do is it's going to be a very staged approach. I think that, again, once we go into those stages, so say, for example, procedures, the clinical examinations, dental extractions, that should be relatively straightforward with short periods of time in the surgery. They'll come in first and we'll have to let them run and we'll have to look at the evidence. We'll have to look at what other countries are doing. But again, everybody is trying to collect this data at the moment. And I think that the government, I know we all get really frustrated, and you can imagine the first 2 weeks I was tearing around trying to pull, you know, how can I get back to work? But then what you have to do is you have to sit back, you have to have insight and think, look, you know, I want to protect me, I want to protect the family, and I want to protect most of all the patients. So we are going to have that staged approach. I can't see how we're going to do facials, massages, or anything completely safely until we know how this virus is truly, you know, transmitted. And again, you know, I've just read a nice thing about antibodies this morning. And, you know, we could have been exposed to it before, especially as a dentist, yeah? And we have antibodies, but we don't know.
Ladies of Liverpool.
So how long are we talking till we can get our Botox? And what can we do to help ourselves? Because everyone's got a lockdown face now. It's been that long. We're all starting to sag and deflate.
Do you know what I think? I honestly think it will be July at the very earliest. And again, they're going to be, you've got two things. You've got the patients, how they'll be a little bit frightened, yeah? The practitioners are going to be very cautious. And I think, you know what? I'm stood here in the Isle of Man with grey roots, yeah? With wrinkles and everything else. And you know what? At first I was in a little bit of a shock, and I had me spray out every morning, my mascara, trying to sort my grey bits out and, you know, doing my bits with my face, putting all these magic potions on, which never really worked. Yeah. And I think, you know what? It's give us time as well to embrace what we actually are. I don't know if we'll truly go back to what we believed was normal.
This is a brilliant point, Tracy.
Do you know what, Leanne? It's economic factors as well. Yeah. So again,
a lot of us are going to be skint, aren't we?
And then you've got it. And then your priorities change again. In a way, even for me, I've got no income at the moment. I could fly anywhere I wanted. I could buy anything I wished. Yeah. And we're all in the same boat now. So do you know what? I think people, I have loved the community that it has really built. I mean, I love that fact. I love the fact that people have had time. I hate the fact that economically everybody is in this awful position. And we are limited on what we can earn, what the government are giving us, etc. But it has brought things back to basics. So you know what? With your Botox and your fillers, once again, it's down to personal choice, yeah? I think, though, that even the regulation now should be upped, because remember, there is no regulation. Dentistry, we already have CQC. That's why we're not opened at the moment. And I think that everybody, out of bad, good comes.
Talk to me about the regulation of these fillers and Botox, because I remember a long time ago sitting with you in your clinic, you were sorting my teeth out, and I've got to say, the amount of people that comment on my teeth, I'm delighted to. You had a wonky front tooth, and you did a bit of Invisalign on it, and nice whitening treatment.
Many years ago,
right before it was really that popular. I think you were one of the first.
Probably 2009, 2010, that was, Leanne.
A long time ago, before I had the kids or anything.
So
we were talking about Botox and things like that, and I was getting to a point where I was considering it, and we had this real conversation that I've taken a lot of it, what you said, and passed it on to other people over the years, about how people can just buy Botox and injectables online and do it in the back of a hairdresser's.
And Leanne, I've actually been asked by email by patients during this lockdown period to sell them Botox and fillers. And I've had to physically phone them and say, look, this is not normal. And remember that I know the NMC and the GDC and the GMC, they put out messages at the moment, you do not have these procedure or we will take action. But the problem that you have, Leanne, is the likes of dermal fillers especially, there is no regulation at all. You can go on a 1 or 2 day course. You can get a certificate. You can, surprisingly, obtain insurance, but that insurance is not worth the paper that it is written on. Yeah. And you've got to understand, I appreciate why people go and try and better themselves and think, right, I'm going to go and provide these procedures, but they're medical procedures. So the JCCP is in a government organisation, and the CPSA, and they are putting in certain standards. But again, we have to lobby Parliament. We have to put statutory changes into law and into practice. And again, that's where your risk comes. And if we bring you back to 2009, I opened and we would have 1 or 2 fillers. My normal demographic of a patient would be 45 plus. The procedures were really expensive. It was £550 for 3 areas of botulinum toxin. It was £450 to £500 per syringe. Now the demographic, especially in Liverpool, is 30 and under, multiple procedures by different practitioners. There's something like 247 dermal fillers on the market now. And I've seen Botox from £60 per area, and I've seen fillers from £60 per syringe. Yeah.
Yes. Now, how do they do that, Tracy?
Because it is the way. So if, for example, we go to a pharmaceutical company and the product is FDA approved, it means that that product has been through stringent testing. So, i.e. in the States, they cannot sell a dermal filler unless it's FDA approved. Yeah. In the UK, there is none of that. And all they need is a CE mark. And a CE mark is, unfortunately, a paper exercise. And don't get me wrong, I completely see it from everybody's point of view. It's about value in the services, but it's about education as well. And I just think, I've seen, certainly in 2020, I've taken out more dermal fillers in Liverpool than I've actually put in.
What so damage is it doing to people's faces, Tracy?
Oh, I mean, the risk, especially noses and what you call glabella, so those legs 11, in between the frown lines. You've got, I think there's 198 cases of blindness worldwide, which isn't a lot. But, if I say to you, Leanne, look, I'm going to fix your nose and you have got a chance of going blind, I think you'd start to think about it, or you'd want to know my experience, you want to know. Mm-hmm. And then you've got all the other problems. What we're now seeing, and this is a bit like COVID, at the moment we have no evidence because it's new. So again, I bring you back 18 years, 1 or 2 fillers, we didn't have any evidence of any long-term problems. However, now I can pull you up thousands of research-based articles where it shows you about late-onset granulomas, infections, and they're treating them with chemotherapy drugs in some cases to get rid of them.
This is part of your livelihood, and yet you are so open about if someone comes to you for fillers or for Botox and stuff, and I know because I've been at the patients, sat there, and you will openly go to me before you open your purse. This is what could happen. This is what's happening in the real world, where if you go into someone else, they might just sit there, take your money, you're in a long line of people, you're waiting in a reception, you're in and out. And none of this is being explained to people. And look at these young girls on the streets with these lips.
Oh, yeah,
and
I know.
Bigger and bigger. And they look unhealthy. It's almost, it looks like an accident happened.
But you know what? It's a man-made creation. And you know what I blame? Again, you remember, I'm in a house full of young adults, Instagram influencers, and I tell them that those faces are not real. This is what I look at 50, and I've had a little bit of help along the way. And what I see is that I think that as a doctor, a dentist, a nurse, we have regulation. We've got somebody to answer to. And if I do something wrong, I can lose my house, my livelihood, and everything. People that haven't got those risks, they don't own a house, they aren't regulated, yeah? They haven't got anything to lose, do you understand?
And so they can buy the cheaper products and they can do it as often as you ask?
They can do. And the other thing is, Leanne, yeah, again, it's through experience as well. You know, as you get older, things change the way that you work. So when I speak to a patient, it's like if it's speaking to you, I have to tell them of the risk. If I didn't tell them off the risk, I was paternalistic. I didn't do my job properly. And in order to make an informed decision, you need to know all the risks, however small they are, and they have to be relevant to you.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
You must spend a lot of time dispelling myths to people.
Yeah.
What are the most frustrating requests that come your way?
Oh, the most frustrating. Do you know what? I think it's the filler face, yeah? And it's they come in and they honestly believe that every single wrinkle on their face can be instantly eradicated and erased. Mm. Yeah, they believe that Botox should last 12 weeks completely line free. What they don't realize is that when you inject botulinum toxin, it probably takes around about 3 to 5 days to work. 14 days is your maximum point. Even at 5 to 6 weeks, the muscle starts to reactivate again and the line comes back. So I hate the word top-ups. It gives you problems with immunity, yeah? But people, again, read on the internet, you should be line-free completely. Dermal fillers, I think the biggest problem is, oh, I can get everything out of one syringe. When you see those before and after pictures, I can often tell you if there's anything between 10 and 18 syringes gone in, yeah? Which you add that up, could be £4,000 or £5,000. They walk into the clinic and they say, that's fine, I've got, I don't know, £200, £300 and I want to look like that. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I normally upset them. And they go, I said, look.
Well, I know you're not scared of upsetting people because the truth is what you base yourself on. This is the truth.
Yeah.
Everything's black and white.
That's the truth. But it's got to be. Do you know what I mean? Don't give under promise and over deliver on every time. And you know what? If the patient walks out the door, yeah, as long as they're still smiling and have been truthful, I give them their pictures, I give them all, and that's the same in all our clinics, their pictures, their treatment plan, and I always go canvas, lines, and volume. So that's skin, look at the lines, which is either dynamic, i.e. when we move, or static, and then volumization. And remember, I haven't got a magic wand, so you need a bit of everything, yeah?
Yes.
All in moderation.
What would you say is the most popular treatment at the moment? I know times change over the years. But at the moment, 2020, before we went into lockdown, what was the most popular?
Still Botox and fillers and are your number one treatments. I think there's been a massive surge in body treatments as well. And again, I think that's because of Instagram. I see a lot of women coming in for cool sculpting, buttocks again, which I'm horrified about. Yeah. But again, you know, we've got all of these Turkish websites, and it's the same with teeth, Leanne. You know, if I bring you back to Turkish teeth in Liverpool, it upsets me, and it upsets me for the right reason. Because again, if they were any of my friends or family or children, I wouldn't do, and we wouldn't as British dentists perform some of the procedures that they have in Turkey. And I've seen some fantastic work. Yeah. I've seen some work that in Britain we would purely say is unethical on such a young individual. And then I've also see that these individuals, it's like anything, Leanne, you buy a washing machine, it ain't gonna last forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Teeth, veneers, crowns, they never are going to last forever. 8 to 10 years, if you're lucky, yeah, and they're well maintained, and then you're going to have to do it all again. And so I think that, you know, last year was definitely the Turkish teeth. Yeah. This year we've had body treatments. And again, you've got to understand, Leanne, I only see the people really that have educated themselves, and they might have been for treatment elsewhere or advice elsewhere. And then I'm quite happy to give them and say, look, this is a surgical procedure, this is a non-surgical procedure, these are the risks and the benefits, these are the outcomes. And I think, do you know what, if they're giving those that information, that's good. But I think that when sometimes they go on holiday, etc., they're almost pressurized into having those treatments, and they honestly don't understand the risk. And once again, where's your comeback? Are you going to get back onto a flight, go back to Turkey? Yeah, no. And so I have had in 2020 quite a few cases where I've had to refer to other specialists to try and rectify problems. And that again makes me sad. But listen, on a positive, in general, life is good. The aesthetic industry and dentists in general are nice people, We're all in this together at the moment, And most of all, I would say that we've all got to just stay safe, stay sensible, and wait.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
After lockdown, what should we be thinking about? If, like me, you start to go, oh, I'm desperate for a facial, I could do with a few bits of Botox in my forehead, what could we be looking at? Are there new treatments that we can be looking at?
Do you know what, Leanne? Again, you know, there's a lot of home devices at the moment. There's some, they're basically laser treatments. I mean, there's some really, really good ones by Philips. So again, intense pulse light, some radio frequency devices. And I think we'll probably see a surge in them. I think that we will be able to provide injectable treatments. But again, I think it's the amount of time that you stay in the clinical environment to begin with, and only time will tell. I think that a good vitamin A cream, a good home care is always essential.
And you know what? Down. I hope everyone listening's writing all this down as well, like that vitamin A.
And do you know what? Vitamin A, and then again, good sun protection. And do you know what? Again, positivity. A smile, an inner good, Because you know what? If a person is happy, or as happy as they can be inside, it shows on the outside, and that's in a face.
Gorgeous ending there to a lovely podcast. Thanks so much, Tracy. If you're listening and you're thinking, after lockdown, I'm going to get my teeth sorted, I'm going to go and speak to someone who knows exactly what they're doing, just find Tracy Bell on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Say hello right now. Tell you've heard the podcast, and Tracy will get you on again in the future. Thanks so much.
Oh, Leanne, thanks very much. Have a lovely, lovely day. Stay safe, Leanne.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.